This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 1st. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Pest prevention system strained. Solar over canal project launches. Ag a priority on California GOP's new policy agenda. Cap and invest debate intensifies, and Thompson now to focus on ag labor. California's pest prevention system is being pushed to its limits as invasive species threats grow. That's according to a new statewide analysis released yesterday. The Comprehensive Pest Prevention Program Analysis, affectionately called C3PA, finds the system remains effective but is constrained by chronic underfunding, staffing shortages, and outdated infrastructure as risks rise with global trade and travel. The pressure is already showing. California declared 7 quarantines for invasive fruit flies in 2023-24, the most ever in a single year, costing more than $208 million to eradicate. The best investment we can make in our invasive pest system is to prevent infestations from happening in the first place. In the word of CDFA Secretary Karen Ross, pointing to the need for strong inspections, outreach, and closing pathways for pests. Lindsay Carter, Executive Director of the California Agriculture Commissioners and Sealers Association, said the system is being stretched thin. California is essentially trying to protect more valuable assets with fewer real resources, she said, warning that rising threats demand greater investment. The report identifies more than $90 million in immediate funding needs and calls for sustained investment to modernize infrastructure and expand pest detection programs. California has completed the nation's first solar panel project built over an irrigation canal, with Governor Gavin Newsom announcing the pilot's launch this week. The installation spans a section of the Turlock Irrigation District Canal where solar arrays are mounted above the waterway. The project is designed to generate clean energy while reducing evaporation, a dual benefit as California faces ongoing water supply pressures. Backers argue covering canals could conserve thousands of acre feet of water annually and avoid the need to convert farmland for solar development. The concept has drawn interest from water districts and utilities looking to balance renewable energy expansion with agricultural land preservation. The pilot will now be evaluated for performance, cost, and scalability. If successful, Newsom administration officials say similar projects could be expanded across California's vast canal network, particularly in the Central Valley. The California Republican Party yesterday launched a new statewide initiative dubbed the California Promise, outlining a 10-point policy agenda focused on affordability, public safety, and government accountability ahead of the 2026 elections. Party Chair Corin Rankin said the plan aims to address everyday concerns facing Californians, including housing costs, energy prices, and public safety. "We are going to talk about the problems people live with every day and offer a clear path to fix them," Rankin said. The platform includes proposals to expand housing, reduce regulations, bolster law enforcement, improve education pathways, and invest in infrastructure. It also emphasizes water reliability and support for agriculture, noting the importance of expanded supply and storage for farmers and rural communities. Additional planks call for tackling homelessness, supporting workers across industries, and increasing transparency in government while promoting what the party describes as California First approach. California air regulators have extended the public comment period for proposed updates to the state's cap and invest program following pressure from Senate leaders seeking more oversight. The California Air Resources Board announced the deadline will now run through May 4th, giving lawmakers and stakeholders additional time to review amendments to the state's carbon market rules. The extension came after several state Democratic lawmakers requested more time and asked the board's chair to appear before legislative committees. They cited concerns about the limited window to evaluate changes that could have long-standing impacts. The proposal revises how emission allowances are handled, including shifting previously planned cuts into a reserve fund, an approach some lawmakers argue could subsidize fossil fuel use. CARB is scheduled to consider the amendments at a May 28 hearing as debate continues over balancing climate goals with fuel affordability and economic impacts. With House passage of the 2026 Farm Bill yesterday, all eyes turned to the Senate, where lawmakers will have to find a path forward that secures enough Democratic votes to overcome that 60-vote filibuster. In the aftermath of the Thursday 224-200 House vote, senators previewed the forthcoming fights. Senate Democrats are committed to ensuring all states are treated equally by delaying the new SNAP cost shifts and addressing the needs of farm country. That the word of the Senate Ag Committee Democrats in a statement. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas reiterated to AgriPulse yesterday he is not open to rehashing that debate. Senator Cory Booker, New Jersey Democrat, expressing solidarity with House members who successfully voted to strip language from the Farm Bill on pesticide labeling. The amendment was, quote, the result of a movement of people that are trying to get pesticides off of our foods and chemicals out of our foods, he told AgriPulse. Now in the Senate, we're going to have a similar fight. Further, Bozeman told reporters on Wednesday that he is struggling to find a single Democrat to support language aimed at defanging California's Proposition 12. If the provision is removed, it could cause friction with House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson when both chambers work to reconcile their bills. Thompson told reporters yesterday, I'm going to fight for that provision. With the Farm Bill out of the House Agriculture Committee's hands, for now, Thompson says it can turn its next priority, legislation to strengthen the agriculture workforce. Thompson said he plans to put out a discussion draft for an, quote, agriculture workforce food and security bill. Thompson said, I'll be shocked if it doesn't have strong bipartisan signatures on the bill. Here's today's final word. California fresh fruit growers and shippers rely on strong federal support to remain competitive and sustainable. That the word of Casey Creamer, president of the California Fresh Fruit Association, applauding the House passage of the Farm Bill yesterday and the, quote, critical investments in research, trade promotion, pest and disease prevention, and conservation programs that directly benefit California's fresh fruit industry. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 1st. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Alley.